Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do a Biz Bites with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about money. And that's a topic that some people really love to talk about and some people really don't like to talk about. But we're going to have a really interesting conversation about that. And we're going to get to it in just a moment. But first, I always want to take time to thank you for spending your valuable time here with me on the show. I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping others live their dream. And perhaps that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. Now make sure that you check out the show page before you leave. There's always a gift link for you there. And feel free to connect with me on my website or on Facebook. I would love to hear from you. Maybe you have a message to share yourself. I always love having guests on the show. So reach out to me if you would like to be on The Holistic Entrepreneur and reach people all over the world. Now, let's get into our topic for today. Today, we're going to talk about money, your relationship with money. You know, many entrepreneurs struggle with what to charge, right? Maybe that's you. Often, this has to do with our relationship with money in general. So we're going to talk about that today. How do you think about money? I mean, I believe money is a tool, not a goal. And it's an energy. It's the energy of money should always be moving, should be in circulation, as Derek Rydell says. Now, some people vow to never put anything on a credit card or take out a loan, and others are fine with it. And if you're a person who's fine with using credit cards or taking out loans, then you, at least subconsciously, believe that money is energy and is meant to be in circulation. Now, I'm not saying to go nuts and borrow so much that you can't make payments, but if you're someone who never uses credit, I challenge you to look at your relationship with money. Some people try to, you know, gather all that they can. They hoard money. They put it in savings. Back in the days when we were, you know, during the Depression, people put it in their bed mattresses. But that takes it out of circulation and it disrupts that energy flow. You know, what feelings come to mind when you think of having more money than you could possibly ever spend? For some of us, it's a positive, happy, exciting feeling, wheels turning in our heads on how we could help others with this money. But for some, it's a feeling of, oh, that's not possible, or I don't deserve it, or I can't possibly imagine that. Or maybe they think about as far as only spending it on themselves, and they never even think about other people. You might say that you don't do what you do for the money. And what that isn't really it. I mean, I don't think that's the most noble thing. I think if you are coming from the mindset where you don't really do this for the money's nice, but you know, I do this to be a good person. I think you're a better person if you can make enough abundance that you can share freely. You know, you can truly make a difference. You can change the world. The more you have to give others. You know, I know a couple of very wealthy people, and they all say the same thing. They say, you cannot possibly spend that much money. And I think it's because we're primarily meant to have that abundance so that we can share. We can be good stewards of the money. You know, I think most people have money issues, so you're not alone if any of this is resonating with you. Maybe you didn't have enough, you know, growing up. Maybe your parents struggled to make ends meet. You didn't have all the fancy things or expensive things that some of your friends did at school. This all relates to how you think about your value on a subconscious level. I truly believe that. People will value you as much as you value yourself. So what would you pay to have the result, the transformation that you offer your clients? Now, if this is something you really wanted, something you knew you could get to where you wanted to be really quick, you would find a way, especially if you believe that money is meant to be circulated. Remember, money is a tool, not a goal. I was listening to the Smartest Guys in Marketing podcast the other day, which is Taylor Welch and Chris Evans, and they had some great insights about your relationship with money and using money as a tool to make the world a better place. They talked about how it's our responsibility to be good stewards of money and that we should have enough, all of us, to be able to freely give to others who are less fortunate, or to give to organizations who do good works for so many other people, because not everyone has those advantages. So those of us in business, I mean, we're meant to be rich, we're meant to be wealthy so that we can share. You know, I believe that if more of us had that mindset, we really could change the world. I truly do believe that. I mean, imagine having so much that you couldn't possibly spend it. And notice the feelings that come up for you. You know, having the income that would be similar to winning the lottery, right? Just take a moment and reflect on this after the show today. What comes up for you? I mean, many of us grew up believing that, you know, money is the root of all evil. Rich people are greedy and selfish, and they're just not nice people. Well, if those feelings and beliefs come up for you, I encourage you to deal with those negative beliefs and change your mindset, or you will always be poor. There will never be enough because you don't want to be one of those rich people. The truth is that you cannot give what you don't have. I said that before. So you can't help others unless you're wealthy yourself. Giving of your time, talent, and treasures is something that Derek Rydell often talks about. You know, maybe you find it easier to give of your time and talent, but it's a little more challenging to give of the treasure part, right? Especially if you're having trouble paying your own bills. Being wealthy is wonderful. It's not a bad thing. And I believe that it's something that we should all aspire to so that we can contribute and give more and make this world a better place. Certainly, we need it these days. We do. We need this. So, you know, it's probably true that there are some wealthy people that are just in it for themselves. They're selfish. They, you know, aren't very maybe nice people. But you'd be surprised how many wealthy people make a huge difference in the world with their generosity. And personally, I would love to be one of them. So let's use the lottery as an example. If you won the lottery, would you give to others and share your wealth with others? Of course you would. Everybody would. When my husband and I play the lottery game, it's where we pretend that we win like a big jackpot, and then we decide in detail what we would do with it. We have the most fun talking about setting up various foundations, who would be on the boards, and how much involvement we'd have to give to others in need. And then we always feel so much better after we play that little lottery game. But, you know, what are the odds of actually winning the lottery? It's like 1 in 4 million. So I wouldn't wait for that. I would, you know, do this in your business. It's a win-win when you generate enough income in your business, right? You help other people, enough other people, get what they want, and then you have plenty to share with those who need it. You go beyond just meeting your needs. You can share with others more. You know, I think it's our obligation to help one another in this lifetime, don't you? And now that doesn't mean doing what you do for free or very little, like the Florence Nightingale syndrome I often talk about, but it means having so much money that you can freely give to those people and organizations who really need it and who can really make a difference. Therefore, you are really making a difference in this world. And as a holistic entrepreneur, I know that you want to make a difference. So I'm asking you to think bigger. Think beyond your client. Think beyond the money that you need to pay bills. Think of having so much income every month that you can freely give it away. You know, when you pay your bills and one of the checks you write or whatever is to a charity or to a person or to a widow or to a vet or to somebody who needs it. You know, Jim Rohn says that you're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. I'm sure you've heard that before. Well, it's actually a lot bigger than that. It's actually all the people around you, because everything is energy. So do you have friends? I mean, both offline and online too. Masterminds, colleagues, people you hang out with that are really wealthy. I think you have to have some. You need to have connections with people who are where you want to be. And yes, where you want to be is rich, wealthy. If you only hang out with, you know, people who are struggling to pay their bills, and that includes online and your Facebook groups and all that sort of thing, you will always struggle too. It's an energy thing. So your homework is twofold this week. First of all, reflect on your relationship with money, how it makes you feel, and work on limiting beliefs if you need to. And most of us do, so don't feel bad. It takes, you know, people in business, people who become really successful in business, they all had to work through this too. And it takes a long time. You'll hear them talk about this. So just reflect on that. Really acknowledge what your relationship, your personal relationship with money is like. And then secondly, take a look at your circle of influence. Who do you hang out with, both online and offline? Are there wealthy people in those connections? Or is everyone struggling? You know, when people ask me to join a mastermind, that's one of the things I look at. Are there people who are really super wealthy in that mastermind, or just a bunch of people that are like me? And you don't want that. You want people in the mastermind that are in a place where you want to be, not where you are. So those are some tips around money. And I could probably talk about this much longer, but Biz Bites is a short segment because I want to give you all the juicy stuff. I know time is precious. So I hope you enjoyed this Biz Bites episode. And now next week, remember, we're back on a weekly schedule because I've merged the Gift of Choice show and this show into one. So it'll be every week again. And next week I have a guest coming. So until next time, I want you to remember that anything is possible as long as you believe.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.